Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, David Hasselhoff.
Never better to be here.
How are you?
Fantastic. I had a great time last night.
I feel like I see you like every day at the moment.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I feel like we've shared like my house together or something.
Well, we have.
Why. We have.
Yeah.
Oh,
I lived in it for 4 days.
Oh, that's right. You. Remember? That was you.
Yes. That was me. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should talk about this show in a minute because it's on. I don't think it's until mid-April now.
I think April 6th or something on Living, huh?
Uh-huh.
Plenty of time to edit you out, Scott.
That's right.
Or me.
Now, I understand you're a little bit upset because I did a little bit of snooping, which you've just seen on the film and you didn't know at the time.
Yes, I was flying over on the airplane. I'm going, he's in my closet. What are you doing in my closet? You actually, was great out. Because you
Yeah,
you found a couple of things I've been missing for a long time. I, you know, my ski outfits, that's where they are. Yeah, you were a little snooper.
Yeah, sorry.
Uh-huh.
We had fun, though.
We had a lot of fun. Yeah, we didn't get to go skydiving, but that's okay.
It's just a little bit strange when I wake up in the morning. I'm like, okay, where am I? Okay, I'm in a strange house. And I can hear David Hasselhoff's voice.
Yes.
Going, Terry! Like, just shouting. You know, like, what the hell? What's going on?
I was trying, but my girls kept yelling, Dad, Dad! I kept saying, what, what? So, no, yeah, we have, you know, it's a big house. We have no intercom.
So did you enjoy the Brits last night?
I did enjoy the Brits. I enjoyed seeing a lot of my old friends. It was amazing, you know, when I lived over here, it was great, and I got to meet a lot of the guys, and I got to go to the Brits before the BMI Awards, and it was fun. I ran into, you know, Kylie Minogue and Lionel Richie, and you know, I saw a bunch of people that I know.
Do you know those people just to say hi to?
Ah,
do you know them personally? Do you?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I used to go to the World Music Awards, and like I said, I lived over here, so I, you know, we would run in the same circles of television shows and stuff. You know,
I loved your interview with Will Young last night.
Oh, that was funny, huh?
The one who you thought was a waiter.
No, I didn't say I thought he was a waiter. I said he was dressed as a waiter.
I think you actually thought he was a waiter.
I did ask him what the specials were.
Do you know what? Our bosses, the top BBC bosses, love that interview so much. They put it on the main page of bbc.co.uk, not just the Radio 1 page.
Well, they've changed the title, you know. It used to be Living With Your Idol. Now it's The Hoff when Scott Came to Stay, you know. Maybe it could be like The Hoff when Scott decided to stay longer.
Yeah.
You know, and The Hoff and Scott go to Africa.
Well, here's the thing. We'd like to offer you a job, David.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, Becky?
Yes, Becky.
Would you like to be our LA reporter, please? The thing is, all the best TV shows, all the best shows have LA reporters.
They
like
do.
Carla one on GMTV.
What does she do? She sits in a cardboard picture of Beverly Hills behind her.
Yeah. So would you like to be our LA reporter, please?
Just standing in front of a picture of, like, a Hollywood sign, don't you? And go, here's the latest from Los Angeles.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Oh. It was worth a try.
It was worth a try.
No.
Any other gossip from last night?
No.
I did enjoy it when you announced Elbow as the winner, because you clearly had no idea. I really enjoyed that.
I still don't.
But I did like the fact that your speech, that one you rehearsed on our show yesterday, that was exactly the same as how you read it out.
Yeah.
You didn't change any of it.
The rehearsal, which you did on our show, didn't change one bit. I really enjoyed that. And I think your delivery was helped by the fact that you've rehearsed it on our show before.
Yes, well, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Exactly the same one, wasn't it?
Mm. What was the delivery? What are you talking about?
I don't know about you growing up listening to the Stones or something.
Oh, that, right, yeah. Right.
Can you even remember what you said? I don't think you'd ever seen it before you read it out.
No.
And certainly hadn't written it yourself.
No, I didn't, no. I didn't. I said, just give it to me when I get out there. Yes.
Someone's been on saying, I just thought I'd let you know that I'm wearing my Hoff pants today. A picture of the Hoff on the front, and it's all gone Hoff on the back. My lucky pants. So you're just texting.
Very good.
Yeah. I notice you've got your back Hoff jeans on.
I've got
on
my
today.
Back Hoff on, yes. So
real nice.
Yes.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hey, if you voted for Duffy for a breakthrough act, she did a little message for the Radio 1 listeners last night who voted for her.
Thanks. You know what? You're a good bunch. And, you made a Welsh lady very, very happy tonight.
They are?
Were you giggling in the background there?
You're a good bunch. Yeah, I was, yeah. I went a bit funny when Duffy came in, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Hence the Duffy noise that I made. I just get a little bit excited sometimes with girl pop stars at the moment. I don't know why. Yeah, I do. I start making weird noises.
Ah!
Which they find really attractive. Now, you know, last night, Duffy said that she wanted me to take her Brit Awards home for her.
Ow, I just headbutted myself on a Brit Awards, by the way.
By the way, this is yours.
This is mine.
They're big, aren't they?
Does this signify...
How are you going to take that home?
You're going to carry it for me.
Okay, well...
Didn't we tell them that we were going home together? Or is this something you want to announce now to the radio
listeners? Blimey.
So, I did try and smuggle a Brit Award out of the building last night. And now some... Well, we videoed it, didn't we, Becky?
I didn't really want to be involved in this, but now,
right,
obviously
now, hang
I'm
a second,
on
it
the
was
video.
Your idea.
No, but this video, no.
Right, some bright spark has now posted the video of me trying to take a Brit Award, quite a big one, from the ceremony last night on unofficialmills.co.uk.
It was my first Brit, and all of a sudden I had this Brit Award that was taller than me.
Right,
and
which we just
only,
found. We
it
found
was it. Only me in the room, so I thought that it would be quite good if me and Scott... Could it. Take it
because
out.
You didn't get a cow, presumably.
Yeah, I didn't manage to get a cow, but I thought we had to have, you need
this
to have
award,
some
yeah.
kind of trophy.
This Brit so Award thought, is taller than us.
Yeah, so we decided, and I only wanted to film it so that I could have it for my, you know, for future.
But when you watch the video, it's clear that it was your idea.
No, it's not.
It really is.
Anyway, the proof's on the tape that Duffy said she wanted it. So we just thought the best thing to do would be to act natural.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if it's such a big thing... You know, like when I took the trumpet from the World Tour? Because it
from
was
the
so
Chappers
big.
And Dave Tour, yeah.
No one questioned me. I just looked like a workman.
You just walked out of wherever we were. With
what was the trumpet for when you do gigs with Dave?
It was a very long time ago. It was for an on-stage game. But
you got girls to bounce up and down?
No,
with
it was more than that, I think you'll find.
Okay.
Anyhow, that feature was retired and has been replaced by other stuff.
The trumpet.
So she took the trumpet.
So anyway,
Were you a shoplifter as a child?
No, that's a very bad thing to do.
Sorry.
I just thought that we would take this Brit Award, and so we did. And the security guard actually held the door open for us.
Yeah, but then it went wrong. We were so near getting that out of there.
What would you have done, though, if you'd got it out of the whole Earl's Court complex?
Well, as soon as they were like, no, sorry, you can't take that, we thought we were really going to get it. As soon as we were told no, Becky was like, OK, I'm going now, bye! And I was just
really
left there
scared.
With it.
What if you stood there with a massive Brit statuette?
Yeah, which is really hard to carry on my own. So then
you poor thing.
Then I just put it in the nearest kind of entrance and left it there. I came back 2 hours later, it was still there. So this video is now online on Unofficial Mail. So thanks to whoever put that up there. Cheers, thanks a lot.
What did you spend the 2 hours in between trying to nick it and leaving it there, do? What did you spend the 2 hours in between trying to nick it and then leaving it?
Just hanging out with Greg James.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's 5:13.
Must have been a long 2 hours for you.
What did you what did you think of Take That's performance last night?
I thought it was okay.
And that okay?
Yeah. Huh?
I liked it, but I tell you what, I wouldn't. Those suits were a bit odd.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gone with that sort of leotard.
No.
It was a bit. What was that one?
Went a bit hole in the wall.
It's a bit sci-fi.
It wasn't
isn't
quite
it?
That bad.
Is it a bit Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, I don't know. Don't
ask me about
either. Right. People.
Tight body suits on that one.
And the pink wigs. Mm. Is that the one you mean? I think that's, I don't know, Star Trek.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
No, I have no idea.
One of those films that you
what sci-fi film have you seen with pink wigs?
Those ones where they pretend they're in the future and they've all got pink wigs on. No? Okay. Podcast. David Hasselhoff's here. Hi, Hoff.
Hi, Hoff.
Hi, that's you. Chris, hello.
Chris, hello.
Hi, Scott. Hi,
you're
David.
Right?
Hey, mate.
What's going on?
I just wanted to know if the Hoff knows that you ran Hoff with some of his gear.
I didn't run off what do you mean?
His dressing gown that you was offering to Becky when you came back.
Brilliant, thanks so much.
You run Hoff, you took my dressing gown?
Right, here's the thing. Thanks, Chris, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Wait a second, what is a dressing gown?
A
robe.
A robe.
Yes, I don't have a dressing gown. I have a robe.
Right.
You've taken my robe?
Right, okay. Listen, when we had acupuncture on the show, right?
And yes.
Lots of needles.
That's a nice robe. That
stuck
nice...
in my face. You lent me your robe. Okay?
Right.
And it's by mistake ended up in my case.
By mistake, keep me out. Right.
It did.
You couldn't even put half the stuff in your bag. I give you all this Hoff stuff, and you said you left half of it behind.
Well, to be honest,
David, we weren't particularly impressed with our present because I got a robe that I
didn't give it to you as a present.
No. The dressing gown that he took, I think you'd taken from a hotel before because it had like a hotel logo on the front.
It had planted something.
Yeah,
right?
Then it had a bit of masking tape on the back where the TV company had tried to cover it up, and it smelled of essential oils where you'd had your massage?
It wasn't my essential oils. Oh, right. It was Scott's essential oils. I would never let my essential oils out. I do have essential oils, though, now in a car freshener. You can put them in your car and you can smell like Mitch Buchanan. He does have
Are
one
you serious?
Of those. I gave you one.
All right.
You hang that in the car.
All these, that would have been a good present.
Sorry. Yes.
I kept all the good stuff myself.
Ian Chappell's just got a second-hand dressing gown and a Don't Hassle the Hoff t-shirt.
Also, technically, David, even though I did kind of steal it from your house, you kind of stole it from the hotel, so...
They gave it to me.
We're both thieves.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Kieran?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. Where are you?
I'm in Glasgow.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, just want to ask the Hoff if he would come to a viewing of me getting a tattoo of the portrait of his face on my back.
You have a portrait of my face on your back?
Would you come and witness me getting that done?
How do you look at it?
I don't know.
You don't... So you've never seen the portrait of my face on your back?
No, I'm going to get one done.
Oh, you're going to get one done.
Oh, you're going to get one done.
You come and watch me get it done.
That's a bit weird.
I don't like to watch. Yeah, I met a girl with a portrait of me on her arm. That was quite nice. But I don't think I'd like to do that. But good luck to you and have a great time. I think you should really concentrate and maybe get to, you know, maybe you should get a little help.
Thanks, Kieran.
Cheers.
That's, you can tell that's made his actual life. Right, it's 4:25 on Radio 1.
So, Dr. Hoff.
Yeah, I know. Any questions for Dr. Hoff?
That's right.
Thank you, David, for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank
Thanks
you for having me.
Amazing at the Brits yesterday as well.
That was fun.
That Will Young thing will stay in my mind for a very long time.
Yeah, I have to go out and get his music now because he might write some stuff for me.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Oh, you should do a duet. He'd be well up for that. He was really up for it. That you could tell it was one of the best things that ever happened to him in his life. Seriously. Watch the video. It's online. bbc.co.uk/radio1. And watch our show when it's on Living in April. It's good. It's the half when Scott comes to stay.
That's it.
Also, what did you think of The Loose Women earlier before you go?
I like The Loose Women. And I mean, the
it's
show
not Chappers' favourite show, to be honest.
It's not your favourite show?
Chappers' favourite show.
Oh.
Because normally they're like, let's talk about our shoes. Oh, men are rubbish. Men are
well,
rubbish.
I don't know. I don't know. The half hour before they were talking about the characteristics of an eyebrow. You know, it was like, you know, the Hoffbrow. It would be nice, you know. No, I don't think they're that loose, but they're nice. Yeah. I tried something in the dressing room, but nothing happened. You know.
Thanks, Dave, for coming in today.
All right, mate. Bye. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. A lot of people have now watched this video. Scott Mills tries to nick a Brit, which is on YouTube. Apparently, you can't take him down. So, read out some of the comments.
I like this one. It says, I think you guys might have got away with it if Scott hadn't kept saying to everyone, we're not stealing it, it's ours, by the way. I think you did let me down.
Lots of people point out as well that you did very little of the heavy lifting and left that to Becky.
I think you'll find this is a... we tried to take a large Brit award last night and we nearly got away with it, and we would have done if it wasn't for that meddling security guard.
But you gave her the heavy bit at the bottom to lift, and you kind of just had the bit under your arm.
No, I didn't. I was carrying the bottom most of the time.
I like the way someone suggested on the text that what we should have done, if I wasn't so rubbish at pranks, is put a hat on it and a coat and just pretend it was our drunk friend.
Yeah.
Pretend because it was me. Is that what you said?
Yeah. It's Chappers.
It's Chappers. It's taking him home. Right, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations. Tell me what happened next. Play along. 81199.
Oh. What's occurring?
Right, this wasn't on yesterday, so like, who won on Monday?
No, I don't know or care.
Here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Skins?
Oh, God.
Are you on it by any chance?
I'm on it tonight, actually. Right. Yeah. And you know...
Do we have to guess how big your part is?
No. You know Freddie and Effie from Skins? Freddie likes Effie a lot, and you're... they kind of... Without giving it too much away, they kind of... have a conversation and stuff in tonight's show about maybe getting together. Oh, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. It's fine. Anyway, tonight
have a conversation
about getting together. Yeah, right. Tonight's episode is all about Freddie. You see,
and you.
They came in earlier this week, and we got them to play dueling insults. You know that thing where you just have to kind of bounce insults back and forward between each other. Here's my question to you. With Freddie and Effie, how long could they keep the insults going for? insulting one another until they couldn't do it anymore. Chappers.
I think they might be quite good at this. 120.
Becky.
I think if they fancy each other, they'll run out.
No, it's not real. No, it's not real. It's not real.
Oh.
It's just in the show they fancy each other.
30 seconds.
See, they act in the show, unlike stuff like that.
I act.
You're playing yourself.
I'm not.
Who are you playing then? What's your character name?
I don't got one.
Simon Mitchells.
No. You haven't even got a name.
I don't say my name.
Well, are you like one of those stallholders in EastEnders who you never know the name, but they're always in it?
What you build us? Are you Scott Mills as himself? Is that what it says?
It says presenter Scott Mills.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, I've gotten your answer completely.
I said 30 seconds, yeah.
Okay, Chapa says 1 minute 20, Becky says 30 seconds. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's Freddie and Effie from Skins insulting each other.
Chicken pox nose.
Computer face.
Weird eyebrows.
Windows XP head.
Silly Millie.
Mouse breath.
Chicken teeth.
Chicken legs.
Pigeon chest.
Scroll button face.
Weird earlobes.
Scarf girl.
Bigfoot.
Stinky poo.
House nose.
Donut nose.
Smelly breath.
Spider hair.
Big nails.
Crow's face.
Chicken tikka masala breath.
Chicken gel frazy eyes.
Chicken korma ears.
Poppadom belly button.
Mango chutney. just mango chutney.
Ooh, we tried some naan bread with that. Naan bread hands.
Weird teeth.
Door body.
Jacuzzi poozy.
Gym feet.
window apple. Adam's apple thingy.
Window Adam. Okay. Spring teeth.
Spring teeth? Oh. big watch.
Yes, I have. Thank you. How's that an insult? Something going
brown
hair.
You're hesitating.
An astonishing set of insults they were.
They struggle a bit without a script, don't they?
Yeah. Do you think they were stuck in a room with some computer equipment?
Possibly.
And a takeaway.
Yeah.
You said 120.
I did say 120.
It was 124.
Was it really?
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Oh, what's occurring?
Next one.
I'm not sure how many of them were actually insults, but, you know, I'll take the point.
You know David Hasselhoff?
How can we not?
Yeah.
He was here earlier.
Yeah.
He loves it. He can't keep away.
I think he secretly fancies you.
No, he doesn't.
He spends a lot of time with you.
Well, at the moment, it does feel like I see him a lot, yeah. Mm.
You seeing him tomorrow?
Yep.
You are seeing him tomorrow? Why are you seeing him tomorrow?
It's a long story, Chaz.
Well, just give us the short and down version.
You need to learn to say no.
Why are you seeing him tomorrow?
Just because he's in...
You driving him to the airport?
No.
Just to make sure he gets on the actual plane.
Anyway, describe David Hasselhoff, please, in 3 words.
Always round here.
Chappers?
always round here, spoke. Tall, Baywatch, strange.
Okay. We went onto the streets. What's the name of that street again that we go on? We
Stupid
ask people,
Street.
We went onto Stupid Street and we...
Or sometimes we've been down Camp Cul-de-sac.
Yeah. I think we went to Stupid Street today.
Right.
And we found out how people would describe the Hoff in 3 words. But my question to you is, what's the most popular word that came up, Becky?
Baywatch.
Becky says Baywatch. Chappers.
I think a lot of them might say legend.
Legend? Only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people on Stupid Street describing David Hasselhoff in 3 words.
You know, the Hoff. Can you describe him for me in 3 words?
Orange, old, and he's got quite wiry hair, but that's not 3 words, is it?
Yesterday, by watch. Pretty boy.
Knight. The knight. He had a big car. I can't think of it.
You know the legend that is David Hasselhoff. Can you please describe him to me in 3 words?
90s German cheese.
Sexual, athletic,
orange,
and tanned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you describe him for me in 3 words?
He was a Coast Guard.
You know, the Hoff. Can you describe him for me in 3 words?
He's quite attractive to women, I reckon. I think,
yeah. If you say so.
Oh, he is to most, well, some women, they're like, oh.
Cheesy ladies, man.
Muscular.
Baywatch.
Butch.
You know the legend that is David Hasselhoff. Can you describe him for me in 3 words?
Big hunky man.
Ooh. Baywatch. Actor.
Legend.
Sweaty mullet man.
Successful. Good reputation. Good public figure.
Fit, orange, muscly.
A bit of all right.
Yeah, he's tall, curly hair.
A bit dashing. Yes, dashing.
Dashing words, a bit dashing, yeah.
I'd like to meet him.
Just calm down.
They were off for an argument.
They were.
Not happy with that.
Just calm down.
It's a bit like your boyfriend situation with Caleb, only about 40 years older. Sexy / good looking was the most popular answer, so no one gets a point there. Soz.
Oh! What's the curtain?
One more then. You know Sarah Cox?
Oh, brilliant.
brilliant.
You know by now that she is obsessed, I would say, with food.
Is this like a big finale? Because we won't be able to.
Well, yeah, because last week, sitting in for Joe Wiley. Joe Wiley's back on Radio 1 on Monday morning at 10 o'clock. So here's my question. As you may imagine, I'm going to ask you, how many foodstuffs in her last week of covering for Joe Wiley has Sarah Cox mentioned so far this week? Becky?
52.
Chappers?
I think, as it's her final week, I'm going to go 127.
Do it.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Sarah Cox's food obsession continues.
Breaded fish, 3 small potatoes, cauliflower, potato, cheese, chilies, food. Oh, special dinner for you. Breaded fish, bird's eye fish fingers, Marks and Spencer's lightly dusted dabs. Dinner. Dessert. Fish and chips. Vinegar. Nice fish. Breaded fish. School dinners. Coffee. Chicken. Fruit. Muffin cream egg. Put a kettle on. Nearly lunchtime. Honey. Coffee. Honey roasted nuts. Sugar. Pub snack. Chocolate. Chive smoothie. Chicken for tea anyway. I always have to nip off for a wee when I've cooked a meal before I can sit down and eat it. Roasted peanut. Pork scratching. Hot dog. Yorkshire pudding. Welsh cakes. Food. Breakfast. 2 massive cups of coffee from McDonald's. All brand. It's chips. Fried onion rings. A few shandies. Jelly. Loads of food and pizzas and cupcakes and things. Cupcake. Fairy cake. Loads of cream and crumbs. With the sandwiches and a Jaffa cake. Pies. Welsh cakes. Just about to tuck into lunch. Going to be eating liver. Semi-cooked liver. Munching on a muffin. Bit of flapjack. Banana. What's it for lips or a quaver for a nose? Chutney. Big Mac. What's your favourite lunch?
Chick.
Sipping champagne. All this delicious food. Bangers and mash and chicken noodles and all this gorgeous stuff. Lamb kebab. Bit of champagne. Cooking goujon. Beer. Fish and chip shop. Proper coffee. Oh, proper coffee. Lattes. Americano. A skinny cat with an extra shot and some vanilla. Snacks and biscuits. Packet of what's it?
Curly whirly bean open.
Chinese takeaway. Aromatic crispy duck. Sweet and sour pork balls. Indian takeaway. Chicken jalfrezi. Spring rolls. Pork.
2 beef baguettes.
Chip shop gravy.
I love it!
Oh, what are lightly dusted dabs?
I don't know, they sound good.
I'm going to find out off her.
We probably freaked Sarah Cox out at the Brits yesterday.
Why?
It was brilliant. She was sat with her new best friends. Well, maybe it was her old best friends, like the Appletons.
Right,
yeah.
And I saw her, because I was obviously in jeans and looking a bit rubbish, and I texted her saying, you don't want to be my friend anymore, do you?
And we were just both sat there on a bale of hay.
Looking really scared about going over to talk to her.
And just watched her as she read the text going, ugh, looking around.
Luckily, like, she didn't just go, rubbish, and put the phone back in her bag. She did actually come and find us. Yeah, she was very lovely.
Was she at the buffet with the Appletons?
She was, stuffing her face.
She was actually eating it. Sarah Cox, love her. Mentioned food 90 times so far this week. Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Mandy.
Where are you tonight, Mandy?
I'm in Watford.
How can I help?
I just thought the piece you did on the Sarah Cox medley with the food was hilarious, and I wanted to know if you could play it again.
Oh, the Sarah Cox talking about food on What's Occurring?
Exactly, yes.
I can do better than that for you, Mandy.
What's that?
Well, you know, Sarah Cox, it's her last show sitting in for Joe Wiley tomorrow, because Joe's back on Monday morning, yeah?
Yep.
And from the last 4 weeks, we've made like a montage of all of the times Sarah Cox has mentioned food.
That must be pretty long.
In the last month. It is quite long, yeah. Do you want to hear some of it?
Yeah, definitely.
Have you got a parrot in the background?
That's one of my sons.
Oh, right, sorry.
They're fighting over Christmas.
Oh, bless. Oh, see, now that doesn't sound like a parrot now, does it?
No, but it did originally.
I'll get you another yogurt.
Oh! Right, OK, I think you need to go. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Here is...
He's as obsessed with food as Sarah.
Yeah, yeah. We've all been there at tea time.
Here is Sarah Cox talking about food. What I might do is play some of it, and then we'll come back to it, because it goes on for a
Does
long
it?
Time.
McDonald's Big Mac, a couple of milkshakes, a pub snack. My lunch, Keener's mustard is culinary disappointments. Lamb chops, mint sauce. Vegetable food, vegetarian dish. A mushroom feta affair. Me ready break, too much honey. Twix, vegetarian dish. Porridge, too much honey. Mayo, porridge, mayo. Yogurt, porridge.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now it's time to have some of your input on Dear Scott. The posh Radio 4 lady reads them out, and then we answer them. First one.
Dear Scott, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I love the show, Dootman. Although there is one thing that gets on my goat. Becky has the tendency to always say before a statement, I'm not being funny. Then the following statement is then usually quite funny. What's up with that? Love the show, Ben.
Yeah, I've noticed you do that. I'm not being funny, but you were doing it a lot of the Brits last night as well.
Was I?
Yeah.
What, before I come out with a hilarious statement?
Generally not, no.
I don't notice this at all. Do you say it a lot?
I don't think I ever say anything. I do say I'm not being funny, but it's the thing that comes afterwards is never normally funny.
Humour-free, generally, I find.
Do you?
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
I don't, Becky. I find you very funny. Not always deliberately, but funny.
You do say it a lot. But that's fine.
I'll try and change it. Matt Fincham, who works upstairs, you know last week we took the mickey out of him for saying touch base all the time?
Yeah.
He's apparently now really paranoid and is now trying to think about...
He was on the phone to someone going, yeah, well, let's just touch base at some point, yeah?
He didn't realise how much he said it, and now he's...
Funny
you hear him go, let's just touch... Let's just... Yeah. Oh, yeah, I just said it. Maybe. Sorry.
Next.
Dada, dressed as a bran flake, sitting there with a lava lamp stuck on his head, doot mun. Wish he went out more. Tar for the Welsh cakes, mun.
Have you been sending him more stuff again?
No, this is our phantom Barry Island texter, who's still texting so much, mun. Doot. A lot of our listeners are doing that now, and it's becoming quite annoying. Sorry about that, it's not my fault. Next.
Dear Scott, I was surprised to hear that having pampas grass in the front garden is anything other than for decorative purposes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially as my neighbours are extremely proud of theirs. Although I always suspected them as a little different. Especially when, as a child, they gave me a baked onion with a knob of butter on for supper one night. Yuck. Love you, Cat XXX.
It's true. About the pampas grass.
But what does a baked onion with a knob of butter mean?
Oh,
ooh.
I don't know.
Apart from the fact that it sounds
disgusting.
It sounds revolting.
Is that more disgusting than caramelised beetroot on the Brit Awards menu?
Yeah. Who on earth eats baked onion?
A whole one as well.
Does she mean baked potato? She just got a veg wrong.
I don't know what
that
means.
Maybe they got their veg wrong.
But, yeah, it's true. If you've got pampas grass only in your front garden, it means, yeah.
Not your back.
Not your back, just your front garden.
Have you done some research since last week, then?
I said that last week. It's only front garden.
Yeah, I know, but if you've responded to that...
He spent the whole week digging his up.
I haven't got any.
Or popping round to people who have it in their front garden.
Really not.
You know you haven't got a garden. Do you have it in a window box?
No. I don't know what it means if you've got pampas grass in your window box. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, stroke Chopper, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady.
Hi.
I listen every day and love your show, but have a couple of questions.
There we go.
One, why does the one who doesn't speak not speak? Does he have a voice like Dale Winton? Because he seems like a camp sort of person to me.
Would you describe the one that doesn't speak as camp?
No, I wouldn't really.
I think creative.
Yes, that's a much better way of describing it.
What about you, Becky? He's not here this week, so...
He's quite camp when he's pretending to be Shaniqua Ann Watt. Do you remember when he did those fake phone calls?
My name's Shaniqua Ann Watt.
Yeah, no, the only ghost can.
No, he just doesn't speak because he chooses not to. He doesn't like hearing his voice.
He prefers to keep an air of mystery about him.
He likes being behind the scenes.
Mm. Two, what is the point of Becky?
I wish I could answer that.
Help me.
There is no point, is there?
What's the point? What is the point?
What, to brighten up our lives every day.
Okay. To brighten up our lives every day.
Could Chappers not do the classifieds and you just get Colin Murray or Scott's flatmate to play Oh What's Occurring? Or you could ask the posh Radio 4 lady to play. That would be immense.
I think she's making this up. She added that bit on the end. Yeah.
Three, why don't you invite the A Horse for One Bin woman to come into the show one day? I'm sure she must feel used. Thanks, Matthew from York.
Well, how will we ever find her? She's just someone we stopped on Stupid Street ages ago.
Got no chance of finding out who she was.
No. So that's out of the question. Becky brightens up her life every day. Chappers wouldn't be asked to find classifieds. And my flatmate
When you say wouldn't be asked, you mean too busy?
Too busy.
Thanks.
And my flatmate is not reliable enough. So Becky stays. Next.
Hi, Scott and the team. As I was listening to High School Musical and browsing Wikipedia today, trying to find something interesting to wow my friends with, I discovered that today is Fat Thursday. Fat Thursday is a traditional Polish and German feast, marking the last Thursday before Lent. It's basically an excuse to eat what you want and not feel guilty, even cling film food. I was just wondering if Fat Thursday was in your Filofax. If you feel like you didn't make the most of this year's Fat Thursday, next year it's going to be on the 11th of February. Make a note. Adore the show. Ciao. Amy, off of Portsmouth.
Thanks, Amy, off of Portsmouth.
Do you have Fat Thursday in your Filofax? Have you still got hold of your Filofax?
Yeah.
What have you eaten today? Have you made the most of it?
No,
the
really
cling. I haven't seen any cling food.
Did you take your Meals on Wheels food to the British yesterday?
I've kind of given up on the
meals. Have you?
I could say what I saw him eating yesterday, but it would just take me till 7 to reel it all off.
I didn't eat loads yesterday.
Scott, we bought a bag full of sausage rolls, and when I went to take one, there were none left.
That's not true.
You also had two sausage ones and a cheese and onion one, and an egg sandwich.
Well, I was going to say,
you
must have had two egg sandwiches, because every time I looked at you for about half an hour, you were stuffing
them
in your
mouth. Who was it that came in?
Alicia.
Alicia.
And I smelt of egg mayonnaise.
And you had a bit of cress hanging from your bottom lip.
Yeah, all right, love. No, Fat Thursday's not in, by the way.
Not there?
Not in, no.
All right.
But my mum is visiting next week.
Sorry?
My mum's visiting next week.
I know she is.
Oh, yeah. Anything you want to ask?
What's that got to do with Fat Thursday?
No, I just saw it in my diary. I thought.
She's not going to be happy that you linked the two of them.
No. I'd never do that.
Send an email with anything you want to know to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Falafels are very halloumi.
Still going, recently. Still
beef stock. Cherry. Stop talking about snacks. Missed out on brekkie as well. Stop talking about food. It's making me hungry. Sorry, I've made myself hungry as well now. Krusty burger of Wimpy. Dinner parties. Foie gras. Pita bread and sandwiches. Lollipop lady. It's a little lollipop, mum. Your lollipop. Cup of tea.
Yeah.
Cup of tea.
So we can't play all of this because it goes on for
cakes and muffins. Pub snacks.
Months.
And I've just spat my dinner out.
This is the last 4 weeks of Sarah Cox and her obsession with food.
A Victorian lunch.
We will get this available because a lot of people want this as a download. We'll get it on the mobile site probably tomorrow.
Clear your MP3 players now.
Yeah. Clear your MP3 players now.
Myself. Make eggs. Civilized dinner party. Peppermint tea.
Ooh, and we'll get it on.
Coffees today.
We'll get it online tomorrow as well. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, do you remember this guy who emailed into Dear Scott last week?
I'm a radio and TV personality too, here in Chile. But that's not all we have in common. Could not avoid noticing that we are both super good-looking guys. Funny, slim, tall, and we both have big ears that stick out of our head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, well, he's been back on. Another email arrived today.
Yeah.
Here it is. Dear Scott, the Chilean guy here. Greetings to everyone there. God is unfair. He gives some people wings. He gave me ears.
What? Doesn't he give everybody ears?
Yeah. And who's got wings? Anyway. My ears are so big that I can't use an iPod, because it's not that the earphones fall, but it's stupid to walk around with two white lines ending in my massive ears. It's like walking with two arrows pointing at them. But it's all good. I've got bigger ears than you, it's obvious. Yeah, you really have. I was surprised about you focusing just on our differences of ear size and took it like an offence, when I was just pointing for the world to see that those of us who have big ears have everything big.
There was silence from this side, then.
You expected me to go, oh, yes, Scott.
A big heart, for example. So the listeners take notice. Size of the heart really matters. You should have been happy and proud at my comments. It's not a coincidence that the new president of the United States has big ears also.
I think he's getting a little bit above his station here.
I do as well, yeah. I'm sure that Becky now is looking at you with very different eyes.
Really not.
And I could tell that the posh lady was reading my mail while her mind was wandering about you. And Pippa, the gullible girl, is giving you the looks.
She really isn't. She's just trying not to crease up laughing at the moment.
So, be all the defensive you want in the outside, but you know, deep in your heart, that we're part of an elite. Scott, embrace it. He is getting a bit above his station now.
He is a little bit. He's taking his ear problem a bit too seriously, isn't
he? Mine aren't as big as this. Not that that's a problem if they were, but they're not. Because I've seen photos.
So first of all, he compares himself to you.
Yep.
But this email, he compares himself to Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And now, I mean, it's getting a bit regular as well.
Do you think he emails Barack Obama telling him that they're very similar?
What, barackobama@hotmail.com?
Yeah.
But now, it's becoming a bit regular, you know? It's like we're pen pals off of the 80s.
Are you sending him
Well, no, it's
emails.
One-sided at the moment.
Have you replied at
no,
all?
No, I haven't replied, no. And I'm not going to. Well, thank you, Chilean Guy, for that lovely email again, focusing once again on my jug ears. Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.